Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com.
From KQED.
Mic check, check one, check two. Are we here? All right, we're here right now-ish. Today on Right Now-ish, we're chopping it up with young folks. We're taking you inside of a 10th grade media class at Fremont High in East Oakland, led by well-known community advocate, educator, and my longtime friend, Leon Sykes.
The last time I had a full year was 7th grade. You know what I mean? 8th grade got cut off short. 9th grade, they were on the computer. 10th grade, they're back in person.
So I pulled up bright and early to their first period class.
It's early in the morning, and normally your brain is turned off, but their brains have been more and more awake and creative each time. So, yeah.
Do you disagree? Does he have you messed up?
Yeah.
Is your brain not awake yet?
No, because I have to wake up at 5 in the morning.
5 in the morning? That's at night. The sun ain't even up yet.
I know, right? But my dad had to go to work.
I got you. What's your name and your age?
Deja, I'm 19 years old.
Is that what has you messed up the most?
Yes.
Yeah. What can you do about it?
Maybe wake up more happier, I guess.
How you gonna wake up happier?
If I get some breakfast.
Ah, yeah, breakfast does that. I'm a fan of the breakfast burrito.
The focus of our conversation was that big question. Where do they have you messed up at? What's something that grinds your gears? You know, that thorn in your side. Something that bothers you. What is it, and what do you plan to do about it? Yeah, that's what I asked the young folks.
Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app. Star One Credit Union, in your best interest.
Do I have a volunteer? Anybody first? Top of the morning, get something off your chest. The question on the table is, where do they have you messed up at? I'm going to start over here.
My name is Lisbeth. I'm from Oakland, and I'm 18. And something that got me messed up is the discrimination towards anyone.
Is there anything that you can do about that?
Like saying that's not right and, you know, fighting for rights.
Thank you. Thank you for your work. That's what I'm talking about. Just that simple thing, right? Where they got me messed up in life, what can we do about it? That's what we're talking about today. And I think that's a great topic because that leads to empowerment. That leads to y'all being able to actually have some agency. Do you know what the word agency means? Now, I didn't know it like until like 2 years ago, right? So like agency is about having the power to do something about the problems in your community. Like an agent can be like an undercover agent, or it could be like a sports agent, but it's somebody who usually is a conductor of change. And so having agency means that you can do something about the disrespect in your community. I'm gonna come over here. Is there any volunteers over here to talk about where they got you messed up? Let's get it.
Go ahead, bro.
Please introduce yourself, your name, your age, where you from?
My name is DeBorian. I'm from Rodale, California, and I'm 16.
Where they got you messed up at?
Cops these days got me messed up.
Speak on it.
They just be cutting off on the subject of racism, all that. I think they just not doing their job right.
Is there anything that you can do about it?
Not exactly. No. I mean, myself, I don't know, really. I mean, I can just speak on it and see what happens after that.
That's a good start. How does that make you feel that you don't necessarily have anything beyond speaking on it that you know that you can do?
I don't know. It makes me feel like, I don't know. I really don't know. Yeah. I really couldn't answer that.
It's a tough one. A lot of people are thinking about it right now, man. Thank you. Miss in the Pink, please introduce yourself. Your name, your age, where you're from.
My name is Unique. I'm from Oakland, California. What really got me messed up is like people being two-faced. Like, one minute they be friends with you, and the next thing you know, they're talking stuff behind your back.
Man, and the thing is, it doesn't change after high school.
No.
Like, that's the coldest part, right? Like, it keeps going throughout life. What can you do about it?
To be honest, just make a less friendship crowd. You know, people have, like, 2 or 3 friends, and it's probably, like, it. Like, don't have, like, a really big much of a crowd of friends, because then you don't know who's really doing what.
Keep your circle tight.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Words to live by. Thank you. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite sayings is, get off where you mad at.
Get off where you mad at.
I see a hand over here.
What? Come on now, Jessica.
Speak on it.
I, oh,
Oh, sorry, I'm nervous.
It's all right. It's all right. Just take a breath. There you go.
Okay, my name is Jessica. I am 16, and I am from North Carolina. I just moved here like a few years ago, so. And I guess what got me messed up is my sibling responsibility. It's hard because I have to wake up every early in the morning for my little sister because she's like always waking up super early. She turned 3 like a few months ago, and it's like my parents always have to do something. They always have to do stuff. Like they got to go to work early in the morning. My responsibility as the second parent in the household. And it's like, I want to sleep. I am tired every day, so.
So what can you do about that?
Sleep it off when I can. When my sister's like taking her nap, I'm like next to her, sleep. Good night. Good night, everybody.
I appreciate a good big sister. I had a good big sister growing up, so it's really important. Leon has a good big sister as well. Thank you for that.
And where do they have Mr. Sykes messed up at?
My students be having me messed up sometimes, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, they're great, but I want them to have more urgency and realize how great and creative they are. So that's where they got me messed up, not tapping into their real greatness.
Y'all heard that, right? Yeah, okay, cool. We got some head nods.
Mr. Sykes is right. There's greatness in that classroom, and it really shows when the students dig in.
We making a podcast about the problems we feel like we could change, like, around the world that we could make an impact on.
What's your podcast about?
The criminal justice system.
Hello, my name is Ayana Daniel. I am a sophomore at Fremont High School in Oakland, California. I know that the criminal justice system repeatedly fails a lot of people. Almost everywhere I turn, there are stories about people, especially Black people, being wrongfully convicted or being penalized for crimes others receive lighter sentences for.
One of the most powerful things that I hear in your piece is your voice. Like, literally your voice, because old people talk about criminal justice all the time. But to hear you talking about something so big is like, it's catching. So thank you for that. Thank you. How do you feel about hearing your voice?
I'd be a little like, oh my God, that's me. Like, you know how you just listen to your
voice? Yeah, nobody likes their voice. Show of hands. Anybody like their voice? One, a little bit of shrug. Your hand went up then down. Yeah, okay. Well, thank you again. Mr. Sykes, how do you feel about the production of these young folks? How are they doing?
At times, I push really hard because I know they can do it. And for the most part, they're meeting me at the expectation, and they're hard workers. To see that in a class of 25, you have 25 different stories. Some of them may have the same title, but it's all different perspectives from each other. And so I'm really excited. I've been a little tough on. They're still creating because it's like, it's not because of me. It's unlocking what they have. Mm-hmm. And so it's been really good. It's been hard. Mr. Sykes is annoying. So,
show of hands if Mr. Sykes is annoying. His hand went up so fast. God.
And it seems like it paid off because I listened to all the pieces and they had some powerful stuff to say. And while we don't have time to play all of them, we've got a few clips from their projects. So without further ado, may I present to you a few selected works from the 10th grade Fremont High media class.
Hi, my name is DeBorian. I'm a sophomore at Fremont High School. I was at the store chilling with my brother and his friend. We were buying stuff while playing around being our usual selves. And we all know that there's that one person, that one Karen that has to ruin stuff. She had told us to stop playing around and start acting like human beings instead of being quote unquote silly ass monkeys. And like usual, she followed us, and I guess she didn't see us buy our stuff, or she did. But security came with the police. This was the scariest thing that happened to me because of what I was always hearing. And I just panicked. I kept backing away from the cop, and he just straight up grabbed me and threw me on the ground, handcuffed me, then threw me on the back of the trunk like some sort of ragdoll. Some of my friends were all cool and calm because they've been through it more times than I can count. The cashier lady sorted things out and told the people that we were good. This was months ago, and I still to this day think about that incident.
My name is Nylea Morales Williams, and I am a sophomore at Fremont High School. Christmas 2020, I had gotten a PS4, Ever since then, it's been my other headspace, another world that you can live in and you can be yourself behind the mic. An impact this has on me is that it helps me control my anger sometimes when I am upset or just to relieve my stress.
Hi, my name is Caitlin, and I'm a sophomore at Fremont High School, and I'm addicted to my phone. On average, my screen time is about 6 hours and 40 minutes. I know I'm not alone. My friends are addicted to their phone, too. I see them picking it up like every 2 minutes. It can cause negative effects towards them, spreading rumors, disturbing their sleep, having depression or anxiety symptoms.
My name is Natalie Brajas, and welcome to my podcast. For me, I feel like I don't think that the youth is hurting us. And I feel like we're constantly being silenced by people older than us. It's kind of like they're shutting us down, because I feel like for me, I learned to be quiet, whether it's at home or at school.
Hi, I'm Yana Howard. What you probably didn't know, as of 2016, if you're 16 years old, you can vote on important decisions at school board elections. Every vote counts and your voice matters. We should speak up and start making an actual change that's best for us, and to do that, we need to be informed.
So much love and respect to the Fremont High Scholars. Thank you for taking time to voice your stories and to take some agency in this world. To hear their full-length audio projects, check out their SoundCloud at Media Academy Oakland. We've linked it in our episode page as well. Much love and respect to Mr. Sykes, D. Nass, Leon Sykes, my guy. Glad to see you doing well and continuing to pour into our community. Marisol Medina Cadena is the producer of this show. Jessica Placzik is the editor. Our engineer is Seal Muller. Youth media specialists Amanda Vigil and Emiliano Villa help make this collaboration possible. Justin Ebrahimi and Rhea Garawal are the engagement specialists. Our engagement intern is Ashley Ng, and our production intern is Corey Antonio Rose. Kiana Mogadam is senior producer of podcasts. KQED execs are David Marcus, Jen Chin, and Holly Kernan. I'm your host, Pendarvis Harshaw, asking you all to take some time and listen to the students of the world. They are studying it. They have the fresh perspectives on the problems. They might have the answers. Yeah. Peace. Right Now-ish is a KQED production.